Good morning. Started the preparation this morning for St. Louis, our good football team. Similar to us, I think in some ways, you know, they're very good defensively. They run the ball extremely well. Put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and so it'll be a good test for us. We need to get our fans out there and be nice and loud and continue playing well at home. Questions?
What impresses you most about Todd Gurley when you look at him on tape?
His vision, his acceleration through the hole, his power when he runs and catches the ball well, too.
How do you think his style might differ from what Adrian brings?
I don't know. I'm not really into comparing our guys to their guys.
In the Chicago game and the Detroit game, you basically had the same rushing yardage, but were you more pleased with how you got those yards in the Chicago game because it was a little more consistent?
Yeah, I thought we ran the ball better in the last ball game. The only thing we didn't do as well is we didn't break a real long one, but we had several. We blocked them better. We were more physical in the running game. We got to the second level better. I thought we were more consistent.
Mike, what Aaron Donald's doing right now, I mean, did you guys get a chance before the draft to see him enough to think that this guy has a chance to be this good?
Yeah, we knew he was going to be really good. You know, three techniques are really hard to find that have the explosiveness and the quickness that he has. Yeah, we thought he'd be pretty good.
Mike, they've spread out, I think, 26 sacks over 13 guys. How does that stress what you want to do offensively?
Well, we have to be sharp on the protections, especially the pressure stuff, because, you know, you can't just pay attention to Donald and Quinn and Brockers. And, you know, you got to make sure that you're aware of their corner cats. You know, they have some corner cats and linebackers coming and safeties too. So they bring them from all different levels.
Mike, in terms of Teddy Bridgewater, obviously you're winning. That's the most important thing. How would you assess the season so far in terms of his consistency? Some people thought maybe he'd be maybe a little bit more consistent in his second year than he's been so far.
Well, I think he does a lot of things that that people don't recognize, that people don't see. you know, whether it's getting us in the plays, out of plays, moving in the pocket, avoiding a bad negative thing. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, he probably, if I was going to critique him and doing something a little bit better, I think when we have the opportunity to hit some plays that come up the right way, that we need to hit them. And that could be, you know, sometimes the protection breaks down, sometimes it's he came off the particular receiver too soon, or the coverage dictated going somewhere else. So, but I believe he'll continue to get better at all those things.
You feel like he's tentative at times, like he might not trust that the receiver's open.
No, I don't think that is it at all. I think he's careful with the football, but I would not say he's tentative. You know, and sometimes you get. You know, young guys still get fooled once in a while, and, you know, I think sometimes he gets, you know, coverage came up a different way than he expected it, or so he ends up going to somewhere else. But I wouldn't say he's tentative, no.
How has his progression, or how has he been kind of progressing in identifying coverages and defense?
He's good. It just, you know, like everybody, I mean, even the good guys get fooled some. It's just being able to dissect it. And he's usually pretty good at all that stuff. He just, you know, but there are times when he'll get fooled once in a while. But they all do.
You try to disguise things and practice a lot, or try to fool Teddy with what you guys do on defense?
We try to do what the defense does. You know, whoever we're playing that week, you know, however they disguise, we try to disguise. However, try to give him as close a look as he's going to see in the game.
You've talked about Clemmings' play. He seems to be doing better in the running game. How is he progressing in the running game, T.J. Clemmings, and then overall, how's he progressing?
Well, last week was his best week. I thought he did better in all areas, really. He blocked better. He was more physical. He was more. He sustained better in his run blocks and also in the pass protection. So hopefully that will continue.
Mike, it seems league-wide like more teams are deferring on the opening coin toss at the beginning of the game. When you guys do it, is the big reason for doing it just to get that possession right out of the gate in the second half?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you have a chance to score at the end of the half and then get the ball back again. You have a chance to get an extra possession somewhere in there.
Yeah. Is there, I guess, different strategy going into different games in terms of wanting to put your defense on the field first, home versus road? Does that play into it too?
Sometimes your opponent, you know, and who you're playing and where you're playing.
What do you think was the difference with Teddy and how he operated at the end of the game, you know, hitting guys and for the majority of the game where, you know, things weren't working as well or weren't as productive?
I think he just, as the game goes on, he seems to get a better feel of everything that the team is doing. You know, like I say, sometimes when you come out early in the ball game, you get a lot of different looks that, you know, they're changing up and doing different things, or the safety's rotating different, or, you know, the corners are playing their coverages a little bit different. And I think as the game goes on, he just has a way to able to process, you know, okay, well, here's what they're doing. And I think Scott does a good job on the sideline with him.
Expect Stephon Diggs to practice today?
Yeah.
Talk about Teddy getting the flow of the game as it goes on. What are some things that you can do to have that maybe happen quicker in the game so it doesn't happen too late?
Well, we've worked on starting faster in some of these things. But, you know, the biggest thing is the more times you're out on the field, the more third downs you convert, the more situations that you get in, the longer you get the chance to stay out there and the more you get to process it. So, you know, that's part of it, is starting a little bit better and continuing the drives.
What's been your assessment of Newman's play so far?
Good. I thought he did good. He's, you know, he gave up no catches in Detroit, and he gave up some this week. The guy made a great catch on him on the on the one ball, and then he gave up a couple short ones, but did good. Tackled well, physical in the running game. Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.